This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Trombonist and music educator Angela Wellman grew up in one of the cradles of American music, Kansas City, Missouri. Raised in a musical family, surrounded by Kansas City's rich jazz and blues legacy, it's no surprise she's grown up to be a powerful musician and transmitter of that legacy herself. Now based in the East Bay, Wellman founded the Oakland Public Conservatory of Music in 2005 to provide high-quality, affordable music education to Oaklanders of all ages. In creating the school, Wellman was addressing a need she'd been aware of since she herself was a young person in conservatory. She spoke with KALW's Jen Sheehan about that history and how she's making a difference today.
I want to know what it was like growing up surrounded by music and surrounded by musicians.
Jazz is one of the musics that is probably foundational to my musical heritage and development. And coming from Kansas City, Missouri, which is one of the cornerstones of jazz music, the development of the music called jazz in the United States. My parents, my mother played classical piano, and she was a jazz vocalist. My father was a jazz pianist and a career serviceman in the Air Force. Wherever he was stationed, and mostly those were places, you know, like in Guam and Okinawa and France and, you know, places like that, he always had a jazz trio with a couple of other airmen, so they always played. So that moves us into my other part of my heritage, which is my uncle, whose name is Eddie Baker Sr. He is the founder of a place called the Charlie Parker Academy of Visual and Performing Arts, which is my inspiration for the public conservatory. And so my uncle was friends with Count Basie. And so I grew up in that environment. Whenever Count Basie was even anywhere near Kansas City, he would call up my uncle, because my uncle cut his hair. If he was in St. Louis, you know, he'd fly over to Kansas City
real
quick.
That is an intimate relationship.
Yeah, they were, I would say, the way Uncle Ed described it, it's like he was like a surrogate son of Count Basie. They, you know, that music, the music thing, right? I started playing trombone in the sixth grade, and
I'm curious how you picked trombone, or did trombone pick you?
That's an interesting question, and I love this story, because back to my uncle, he had a big band. My mother sang with that big band, so I would go to the rehearsals. My place was to sit behind the trombones, and there was a guy there named Godfrey. He played trombone, and I had a crush on him. You know, I just loved the way he looked. You know, just look at him and watch him play trombone. And I don't know, when the time came to choose an instrument to play in the sixth grade, I chose a trombone just like that. I loved the trombone. I loved the sound of it, the tone of it, the timbre of it. I wanted to play classical trombone. So going to the Conservatory of Music in Kansas City, where I did my undergraduate studies, that's what I wanted to do. But I was pigeonholed and pushed sort of toward that direction.
And you I had mean a, towards jazz,
yeah.
You're saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
even
when
though
you
that's
go
not
to
what you wanted to do.
Yeah, when you go to music school, you know, you play in all the bands and things. I didn't grow up playing trombone and classical and studying and playing in orchestras. So when I got to college,
that
what
was your
I knew,
chance.
Yeah, and it was my chance. And but what I knew was jazz, so I played in the jazz band and that sort of thing. But as I started to study more, the repertoire and you know the etudes, and I got back in touch with that part of me that wanted to play that music more.
I'm curious how your personal experiences in music conservatory shaped what you wanted to do with the Oakland Public Conservatory, and what led you to found that?
Well, I started studying at the Kansas City Conservatory of music when I was about 5 or 6 years old. You know, piano lessons, right? All the musicians in Kansas City, black musicians that I knew, because I didn't know any white musicians, but the black musicians I knew, they all studied at the conservatory as well, and some of them taught there. There were very few little black kids, though, kids who looked like me, going in those halls at the conservatory studying, you know. And I remember just hearing the music coming out of those rooms, which is probably also why I began to really love classical music, because I would go once a week for my lessons, you know, and I'd hear something other than the jazz music. So I got a real rich experience of hearing at least two different, you know, types and styles and cultural expressions of music, right? Then, you know, when I started teaching here in the Bay Area, in Oakland, in West Oakland, I recognized that there were so many gifted little children of color, particularly black children, and I saw myself in them. But what I didn't see were the opportunities that I had growing up to study music comprehensively and deeply. And so I recognized, okay, so where did I get what I have, okay? I went there as a kid at a conservatory. I graduated my undergraduate from a conservatory. And at the time I created the Oakland Public Conservatory, I had also received a master's degree in music education from another popular, famous, you know, conservatory, the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. And in all of those places, there were very few African Americans, you know, and I thought that there was something wrong with that. The music of the United States is grounded in the African American experience. Soul, jazz, R&B, blues, everything. I felt like it was very important to have a place where people could go, black people particular, and other youth of color for sure, could go and study music deeply in a rigorous environment like the conservatories provide, and have access to affordable music education, not just for kids but for the whole community, because inside of music is where our culture and the history and the knowledge of our culture resides.